Now it's 7 minutes past seven, here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers. Fiona Kelly. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Anya. He went from scoring goals to scoring money from kind people. That's Miriam Lord's assessment in today's Irish Times of the case involving former Kilkenny hurling star DJ Carey, who yesterday pleaded guilty to 10 counts of defrauding a number of people out of money while pretending he had cancer. The Irish Independent, Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun also lead with this story today. Although the 54-year-old had been expected to stand trial, he dramatically decided not to contest the case before Dublin Circuit Criminal Court yesterday. In her report in today's Independent, Catherine Fegan describes how during a process that took less than 10 minutes, although he delivered the guilty response 10 times with no emotion in his voice, he became increasingly flushed as he did so. It wasn't until the last one, after a quick intake of breath, that the rosy glow covering his face returned to a shade of ashen-faced grey. Another high-profile hearing which didn't go ahead this week, Conor McGregor's case, which was to be brought before the Court of Appeal, continues to dominate today's headlines. The Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with the story, reporting how yesterday's judge, Isabel Kennedy, referred the withdrawn evidence to the DPP for consideration for perjury. Elsewhere this morning, the Irish Examiner leads with the ongoing Garda investigation into the cocaine haul off the coast of Cork on Tuesday. The cost of United Ireland generates the lead story in today's Irish News. John Manley builds the story around a new report compiled by researchers at Dublin City University and Ulster University. Their conclusion is that the cost of unity in the first year will be £3 billion, which is a lot lower than other previously cited figures. A coroner in Northern Ireland has said that she will write to health officials over the increasing number of inquests where ambulances have failed to reach patients in time to save their lives. That's the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. The coroner's comments were made at an inquest into the death of a 54-year-old man who died after suffering a heart attack in May 2024. His wife had called for an ambulance, but when she was told that there was a possible delay of up to 3.5 hours, she began to drive him to Craigavon Area Hospital. But when his condition deteriorated along the way, she called 999 again. When an ambulance arrived on the scene approximately 40 minutes after she had first called for one, attempts to resuscitate him failed and he was declared dead less than 2 hours later. And finally, all of today's papers carry tributes to brother Kevin Crowley, the founder of the Capuchin Day Centre in Dublin and champion of the poor, who died this week at the age of 90. The Independent devotes its lead editorial to the man who came to the attention of an international audience when he received a visit from Pope Francis on his visit to Ireland in 2018. The author observes how neither the splendours of Rome nor the domes of the Vatican troubled Father Kevin's thoughts as he humbly concentrated his energies on feeding the lines of hungry people that grew in the decades after he opened his soup kitchen in Dublin in 1969. The piece also describes him physically as a small man lost within a giant brown habit. You came away wondering how a heart big enough to carry the troubles of so many could be contained in such a tiny frame.